Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to another whatever Wednesday, starting a brand new month. It's my favorite month. It's my birthday month. And this is your co-host, Lisa Diamond. I am joined today with Ian Robb, and we are launching a new challenge for the month of March. We're calling it a March Madness Challenge. Ian wanted to call it Spring Training, but what was the joke, Ian?
The joke is that there's a lockout for spring training, so obviously that wouldn't be a good one to use. So we're going to use March Madness just because we're just crazy about whatever Wednesdays. And I hope my 11 listeners or our 11 listeners are. So I got to see when your birthday is. When is your birthday, Lisa?
I don't know. You'll have to wait until it pops up on Facebook. Anyway, so what we are doing for this month, and I already started yesterday, March 1st, we are focusing on personal development and or business development. So there are a number of high-level coaches out there in the world. Most of you probably have heard of Tony Robbins, and but there are multiple coaches out there, business coaches, personal development coaches, and you know it is really a big area for entrepreneurs, which all of us are. We own our own Beamer business, and we are independent Beamer distributors. That we, you know, spend the time and the money to develop our skills, whether it's in areas of, you know, personal or business. Right now, the company, or Beamer North America, has engaged with a coach named Tony Geary, and some of you have heard us maybe talk about him. Albert was on in January, talking about, you know, his action and training with Tony Geary. He has done some training with the national sales directors and with the regional directors, and he is actually this weekend going to be in New Orleans and working with the Beamer managers at the managers meeting in New Orleans. And he has a book, and it's the book that kind of, you know, he's training Beamer Corporate, Albert, RDs, managers. And the book is called Results Faster. And we talked about it a little bit with Albert. Ian and I have talked about it here on the show. So, you know, that is another coach that you could maybe pick up his book. Again, it's called Results Faster. I personally started a 7-day challenge yesterday with a coach named Ray Higdon, and it's a 7-day challenge on how to incorporate Instagram Reels in your network marketing business. And Ray is actually a coach in the network marketing field. And I know that we've had several distributors did the, I believe, GoPro challenge with Eric War. Is that how you say his last name, Ian?
Yeah,
Eric War?
Okay.
And so there are lots of them out there. Tony Robbins does a seven-day challenge that is free, but then leads you into his Unleash the Power Within, which is more along the lines of personal development. But as we all know, it is our personal development that usually either gets in the way of what we're doing or not doing, or it catapults us to the next level. So I'm going to be sharing what I'm learning in this challenge that I'm doing with Ray Higdon. But we're going to encourage everybody to look into doing some sort of personal development course, either one that's online free or take it to another level and enroll in Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, something along those lines. If he's not for you, there's plenty of other people out there that are. But it always just takes your personal life and your business life to a whole new level. Ian, what have you what kind of challenges or personal growth? Maybe, I don't know, maybe you haven't done any personal growth.
Well, I'm glad you can tell me to look in the mirror and tell me to do some concerns about that. But, hey, no, well, that's good. I think it's anything we can do and we can watch or learn or read a book and get one thing from it, or if you get two things, well worth it. So I'm going to actually read Tony Jerry's book through this month, and so I can be – in the game and see exactly what he's saying for results faster. So that's what I'm going to try and do, because we're going to be going in that direction with Beamer and you using him. I'm not going to that manager's meeting, unfortunately. I had another event already scheduled, so I'm going to be doing that, but I'm missing out on meeting him personally. So I would definitely like to see his energy about that. So anyone that's going to the manager's meeting that's listening to this, please call back next week and let us know how that went and how you met Tony and what you got from that there too. If you have not received your book from Beamer, then the recommendation that I got from Casey Conrad is to buy it yourself. So that is a wise advice to get from there. But I know Casey's done a lot of those different things. I lived in San Diego. Tony Robbins was down there, you know, so I had an opportunity to work with him and a couple of those characters down there. So I thought that was interesting, but it's always good to try and pick up one new person a year, kind of like just keep on learning from the best and just learn what they are doing, what you like, and incorporate that, and then take things that you might not be for you. That's fine. Then figure out a way that you would like to do that. All right, Lisa, are we ready for March Madness?
Ready.
Yeah? Okay.
Ready. It looks like our callers are too. We have hands up. So I'm going to take the first one, 831-760, 831-760. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Ian. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California.
My favorite person from Monterey, California. How's the cannabis business doing up there?
Oh, wonderful. I'm opening up stinky cans, and that's what I would like to speak about today. And I was kind of concerned that what I want to talk about is not in line with what the theme of the month is. But since you speak about personal development, my recommendation is be a great distributor. For me, I'm going through a wonderful personal development right now by taking care of an issue that one of my distributor colleagues in Tier 2 has. And I'm learning a lot. I'm standing up for this person. I'm speaking now on Blog Talk about it, if you allow me to do that. And I hope that this will become a theme for your manager meeting, because I have discovered an issue that is going on for at least 7 years. And the company, from my perspective, is not on top of it. It's not doing the best that it could do. And once the company will change things and I will make suggestions, then I truly believe there will be a way, way better customer Beamer experience. And the company will shine in an even brighter light, can be even more proud of itself, how policies are. So would you allow me to go? I have made a little bit of a list so that I do not lose track of what I want to say. And the field needs to know about this so that customers are happy customers.
Sevilla, of course, you know, granted, I'm sitting down, I'm holding tightly to my chair. I don't know what you're going to say, so it's going to be a wild ride here, but let's open up that can of worms and let's just see what comes out. God have mercy on our souls. Go ahead.
Okay, so the situation that I'm in and that contributes to my learning curve is that what I consider still a brand new distributor has his Beamer for 6 weeks. And as we all are encouraged for ourselves and to encourage our customers, takes his Beamer with him on a trip by plane from the East Coast to the West Coast, no, other way around, from the West to the East and back. And this new person is so proactive because he doesn't find any instructions how to safely pack the backpack for the travel by plane in the manual. He is calling in to what is now called Beamer Experience Experts. And he gets a wonderful, excellent, he rates them, report on how to pack his backpack safely. And he does. And he's even extra cautious by adding more padding to the D-box. Right? We are bubble wrap. When he comes home after his trip back and forth, in the morning he unpacks and he sees that the screen is cracked. He sends in a ticket from what the customer center is telling him, well, just mention you traveled, airport, transit, cracked screen. And just as the field knows, when they hear these words, there is no discussion going on. The customer will get right away the response, why? We do not cover this. You have to pay out of your own pocket. And I want that everybody listening is really going to share this with their customers, the upline and the downline. In Beamer presentations and in the academies, we are told that Beamer gives a three-year warranty, and this is an oversimplified statement. Beamer warranty only covers manufacturer defects. It does not cover damages, and this is what the customer will read, caused by mishandling or abuse. And I want to say that everybody who is even traveling with their Beamer makes the statement how much they love Beamer technology, that they do not want to leave it behind, and they will not mishandle or abuse on purpose. There's no way. They want their Beamer to live with them and keep giving them goodness. Getting a Beamer-branded backpack with a medical device tag packed according to instructions of Beamer experience experts into an overhead compartment, and that is the official place where to still carry on, and that's where you have to fight with the stewardess and find the right words that the stewardess will not put your backpack somewhere in someone's overhead compartment. It's not, from my perspective, it's not a mishandling or abuse of the product. And that's where the injured screen event happened for my distributor. So a customer who takes over-the-top care of safe handling during transit reads these words of, well, you mishandled or abused the product, will feel accused of exactly the opposite of what he or she actually has done and will most likely feel huge stress, anger, pain, defensiveness, disbelief, distrust, loss of excitement of being a distributor if it's a distributor, and bitterness, and probably many, many more things. And this is not a good Beamer experience. And the company has lost a happy Beamer fan. And without any further communication, as I said, you get this payment link, and it is $926 that a person has to pay for repair out of pocket. And if I understand correctly, he, with 6 weeks being a distributor, he had a 3-year warranty. Now, once he gets the screen repaired, it will be put down to a 2-year warranty. And I can be wrong on that. I may have misread that. But if that's the truth, that should not be the case. So, with the birth of Beamer Go in 2020, we were first given diverse backpack models that don't have extra padding. So please, everybody, be careful. You don't have the newest one. You have a beautiful Beamer-branded backpack that has zero protection. The newer one has up to a 1-inch extra padding, but like in his case, he has a brand new one. It is still not a hard case. It's a soft case container. So be aware of that. Tell your customer. We are encouraged to point out to our prospects the mobility aspect that the backpack provides for Beamer users. The company is very aware that the B-Box most likely gets destroyed when checked in with luggage. Therefore, they created a medical device tag, TSA approved. It's one of our sales points. And no other way to stow it in the plane but in the overhead compartment. So every customer is told, you are safe to go, your Beamer is, or not written in the owner's manual is, while in transit, take care of the backpack as if it is a newborn baby. Never put the backpack into the overhead compartment and learn how to talk to the stewardess and convince her. In the manual are no instructions for safe traveling. Beamer experienced experts don't know about the danger of the overhead compartment, and they cannot warn because they don't know about dangers of the overhead compartment. I spoke with one of the two people in Carlsbad who are in charge of evaluating, checking B-boxes that got damaged in transit. This one person estimates that in the so far 7 years of working for Beamer, doing this job, approximately, and listen to that, approximately 500 B-boxes with cracked screen from transit came in for repair. This number, when you break it down, if I'm correct, more than one B-box per week gets a broken screen while in transit. And for me personally, I have to say, these are absolutely 500 too many. This should not happen. Remember, when the screen gets damaged, it's not, as it's told on presentation slides and as we are told to say, covered by 3-year warranty. It is deceiving. The customer has to pay for it out of pocket, no matter how old the box is, right? We are told in our training calls over and over, a happy customer talks to people and sends us IBDs referrals. An unhappy customer talks to even way more people about this really, really, really stressful, unpleasant Beamer experience. And this spreads at a really horrible, bad advertisement for Beamer, who wants to be the best company in the world. So from my perspective, the presentation and academy slides talking about the 3-year warranty are deceiving and don't reflect reality and should be changed. The backpack, even in its current version, does not protect the touch screen 100%. We need a hard case to guarantee safety for B-Box and touchscreen. And the hard case can be something to be bought in the web shop. It has to be pointed out at this is the number one item for safety travel, and it's up to people to do it or not, but at least it's offered. It's not additional cost from the beginner's purchase price. It's voluntary, but people are made aware, hey, I have to be cautious, okay? So Beamer's more complete set now is advertised as a deluxe set. It is a high price tag item. Customers expect and trust the company to provide the quality that they, the customers, are paying for. More than one Beamer per week damaged in transit, transported in a backpack provided by company, already paid for by customer with over $6,000, additional $900. What does this policy say about our company that is proud of itself and that we IBD are so proud of to be part of? And I tell you, I will not give up. I want to change this policy so that there are no more future unhappy transit customers. And I would love to hear from listeners what they think, how to change the situation and how to turn these 500 unhappy Beamer customers from the past 7 years into 500 happy ones that will share a happy story about an amazing company that tries to do good for what they have done wrong in the past. And they can with pride say, hey, I have a great story about a company called Beamer. And that's what I want to hear. And I'm very emotional about it. So I feel very uncomfortable, really, to speak with customers now saying, well, the company has a three-year warranty, but don't believe that. There is more to that.
Right.
And I have to tell you.
Right? This is what I'm going to do for you. Okay? Since you're my favorite person in Montreal, California, I am going to call you back after this. And I'm also going to share this recording with John Rockenstein and have him kind of address this and see what we can kind of have happen. Quick question for you, though. Did you fill out the survey after your phone call with the Beamer experienced person?
I have not called in. I was guiding my distributors to do that. So the one who did the damage before the travel, he called, she spoke with Beamer Experience 3 times and always gave them a rating of 10, highest excellence. And he is in total disbelief what's happening because this is not the company he feels he has signed up for representing and distributing the product.
Gotcha.
And he
Let me do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what other people feel. We got some other questions up here. I got your number right here, and I will give you a buzz, and I'll go on and go through the process here with you and see if I can help you out, okay?
Great. Thank you, Ian.
And if I'm successful, we can move on. Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
Awesome. Savelle, thank you for calling in. And also, too, I would just say to everybody, I mean, we probably all travel with our Beamers. I mean, I know I do, Ian, I know you do. And using a backpack, I would never put it up in the overhead bin. Like you said, it is over a $5,000 medical device. I always put mine underneath the seat. So, but Ian, thank you for taking over and doing that for Sevilla and getting her connected to John Rockenstein. And we do have another question. If anybody wants to weigh in on that, please raise your hand. We're happy to listen. 530-219. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Richard Simon, and I'm also in California. I wanted to elaborate a little bit on Sibylla's comment, which was interesting to me, and actually make a suggestion. It occurred to me that with those kinds of, it seems like there are two scenarios set up in the manual when they talk about the warranty. One is a manufacturer's defect, and the other is if there is, misuse or abuse of the product, which obviously wouldn't be covered under any circumstances. And then there's that gray area in between, which would be like accidental damage, as in the case that Sibylla described with the airplane and the overhead bin. Perhaps Beamer could consider connecting with some company that would provide an insurance policy similar to what you can get for your cell phone when you buy a new one, where it would be nominal fee per month, and it would cover things like accidental damage, damaged screens, and you know, some of the contacts that need to be replaced, those kinds of things that don't really fall into the category of abuse, but seem to be slipping through the cracks, where it would be a large expense out of pocket if you needed to repair that, even though it seems like a fairly common situation. So that would be my suggestion, is some kind of insurance policy similar to cell phones, and that may be something, again, voluntary, that somebody could purchase with their sets.
That is a great suggestion, and we appreciate you throwing that out there. Also, too, I know sometimes if it's included as a medical device in your homeowner's policy, I'm not an insurance agent. I don't pretend to be one anywhere ever, but you may want to check that too and see if it would be covered for that as well. It's similar to like jewelry and that kind of stuff too. So, Richard, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, and we will add that to the list for John Rockenstein.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for listening. All right, we do have another caller, 970-688-970-688. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Peter from Colorado. I just recently flew with my Beamer, and like you, I kept it under my under the chair in front of me, and I had no issue whatsoever. Got it through TSA, all went well. My suggestion for those who either can't or don't feel comfortable with it under their feet, I got the original backpack when I got the original Go unit. I think there's a different pack now. But there was a compartment in front of the compartment where the B-Box goes into. And I've always kept like a pad and some brochures and a whole host of information that I have that's in the compartment in front of the B-Box that, in essence, adds more padding on the front side of it. And so, once again, thinking the way I do, I wasn't doing that to protect my Beamer per se, but now that I think about it, I mean, you could literally just put a newspaper, just put some harder type of padding, in front of it to protect it on the next level. So that's my only suggestion I'm trying to put out there, is that they're, knowing that this is a situation that people should and can.
Yep, I think we just lost them. So Peter, real quickly, that's a good point. Guys, there's a couple things that I've done, because with the new Go bag right there, you place the B-Box in that kind of compartment that's right there in the middle of the bag, okay? So as you got protection from the outside and the back of it. A lot of times, too, with the old one, I flip the box around so the glass isn't going on the outside of it. It's going inside, just like we've got that – the home edition bag. I don't know, what was that old bag, the Beamer bag that we would travel with, the long – I never would have the glass facing out. I always flip it up and having the glass going towards the B-body. Some people, and I know this is what happens, they just put that B-box in the bag, and they don't put it in that secured area where it's strapped in on top. So that really secures it. You got to really make sure you do that, that's for sure. And I have, actually, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I've placed it on top of the compartment there, but I'm the one that places it up there, no one that touches it, and I might put my jacket on top of it, no other type of suitcase or anything like that's going to go above that. So I always make sure that I'm taking care of that right there, and I even take my equine set, which brings up to my memory here that we're going to be doing a Beamer Horsesit presentation tonight, with a little bit of the business background on it as well, the opportunity. And that will be at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it will be at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And it's all you got to do is send your prospects and send your people to the BeamerMeetings.com, around that time, and you're going to see a fantastic presentation and a little testimonial, and we're going to have some fun, okay? So if you're on your way to the manager's meeting, you could listen to it. If you're not and you want to have your equine people learn about the horse set, have them join us, all right? What do you think of that, Lisa?
That sounds great. I guess it will be fun, Ian, if you're going to be on there, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We have another caller, 919-802, 919-802. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hello. Before we had these backpacks and stuff, when I would travel with the Beamer, I had a personal case that would go under the seat. And what I did was I took a yoga mat and created a cover for it, like putting a diaper on a baby. So actually ended up being covered on all four sides. And I had used that with no problem at all. So, you know, whatever you use to go under the seat of your large purse, it would slide in and the foam or the rubber would protect it. But the other, I recently had an occurrence that I would just like to bring it to people's attention. I went to pick up my bee box at home, and my hand was slightly damp. And so I picked it up at the left side, and I got a little bit of a shock, a tingle, from that slot that's for future development purposes. So I'd like to see them put like a cellophane seal over that or a little rubber insert that would protect people from that. Also, it's possible a child could stick a coin in there and ruin your bee box. I don't know. But anyway, that's all I have to say.
Those are great suggestions, and thank you for calling in, Joan, and sharing with us.
Okay.
We're going to call this the John Rockenstein March Madness call. That is for sure. It's definitely March Madness. I know, where all were you guys when John Rockenstein was talking to us the other day? So I hope we can get you guys done. Anyone else want to bring up any issues or tissues out there or just want to tell us, our 13 listeners, what a great job it is, or when Lisa's birthday is, maybe we should celebrate her birthday. What do you think, online? Yes, I think we should. Absolutely. Again, everybody will sing you happy birthday. Okay, so anyone else want to talk to us?
No, I think, Ian, you may have scared them all off. But we do have just a few more minutes, and I need to get on my challenge that I'm doing this week on my Instagram Reels.
What is that?
Instagram Reels are short videos. It has to be less than, I think, somewhere between 1 and 3 minutes, but super short. I think it actually is 1 minute or less. And it's really what people are watching right now on social media. So if you are using social media for your business, for your Beamer business, which I recommend that you do, this challenge is all about how to use Reels to engage with your audience, to pique curiosity and engage with you on social media so that you have the opportunity to grow your business. See, we do have another caller, 315-418, 315-418. You are live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good afternoon from Central New York. This is Dr. Dan calling in again.
Hi, Dr. Dan.
I wanted to, I heard you talking at the very beginning. I got on just a minute or two late, but you we're talking about Tony Robbins, and I know there's another Tony that's going to be at the manager's meeting, but I'm not trying to hype another podcast. I'll mention the name if anybody is okay to do so, but Tony Robbins was on a recent podcast with a physician, two physicians, as a matter of fact, but talked about some of the stuff he does for personal development. But let me tell you, he's clued into all the latest, greatest as far as medical therapies as well. And twice during that podcast, he was talking about PEMF devices that he uses. I don't know, he didn't mention the names, and I'm not presuming it was necessarily Beamer, but certainly these are things that are getting the attention of folks like that have a lot of drive and have platforms and connections And it's just fascinating to me as a physician just to see how this is really something that's cutting edge. And people, we have a product that is just so fantastic and can do so much for people that we should never be embarrassed about talking about it. We should be reasonable in terms of what we understand about the science, but feel very comfortable that this is something that just does good for people.
Yes, Dr. Dan. So I lived in San Diego for a while. 25 years, that's a long time. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of biohacking centers out there. There's a lot of people that are these people that are out there, wellness gurus and all this stuff. And you'd be amazed how many of these people are really into taking responsibility for their own health and wellness and get involved. I work with a couple of these people on other devices, but also with the Beamer. And a lot of them have these devices, and they want to live take responsibility for the home. Well, live to 150. I mean, I hear that all the time from them. They want to have a very healthy life. So,
well,
that's great
kind of
point.
That's kind of the theme of his latest book, Life Force, and with Dr. Peter Diamandis. And this was with Dr. Mark Hyman on his podcast. And anybody can look it up. It's a fascinating 2.5-hour talk about all sorts of things going on, to include PEMF. And it is about taking responsibility. That's the exact message that they were emphasizing. And Beamer's part of that.
Yeah, it's actually, it was Dr. Mark Hyman's podcast, you said?
Yes. It's called
The Doctor
Pharmacy, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y.
Doctor Pharmacy. Okay, great. So if anybody wants to look that up and listen to that, I'm sure there was additional great information there. But I was going to say, I get Peter Diamandis' newsletter, and the stuff that people are that those kind of people are looking at and trying out and bringing to market for the future of health and wellness is incredible. And you're right, Beamer is right up there with it. So. Thank you
absolutely.
For sharing that.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Dan, another thing to be aware of, too, is that when Brad Horn was talking about in our launch, our kickoff, and we were talking about trying to get some more of these influencers in this field that can tell people, like these people we're talking about today, and having them to learn more about Beamer and to use the Beamer into their practices, into their podcast, into their discussions, because it is something that we're now turning away a little bit more from sports ambassadors, trying to get these health and wellness ambassadors. So that
absolutely.
Is something, if you know these people, you know, reach out and talk to them. It's amazing. And it's a great conversation, you know, as well as I know George Ferronis has been wanting us to get forward with working with the sports people in the world, and you know, getting them involved there too is always positive. But tell me what is your story about Beamer? What got you into Beamer, Dr. Dan?
Well, it was a patient of mine back in 2017 came to me and said that she didn't need to go see the pain specialist anymore for back injections because she was using this device that took her discomfort away. And I said, oh, well, tell me about it. It took me a year to try it out myself. She brought her upline into my office and put me on the B-Body. And, you know, I obviously was intrigued. And then I went to a seminar in Syracuse where George was speaking, and that did it. I mean, I was hooked, and I've been a distributor ever since. I'm still working for a major healthcare network in the region, and so I'm still consumed with a lot of disease management, but I've established my own business and I have a space. I remodeled a space just before COVID, haven't opened it, but it is my platform. Pray for me this month that it'll open, and I'm going to just do Bob, you know, I'm just going to do Bob. And particularly with my patients that where there's some conflict of interest, I was actually allowed for a while to bring Beamer into this established clinic. But then they asked me not to from some liability standpoint. But it's my opportunity to have my patients be able to come over and use it for free because I don't want any conflict of interest. And so anybody that's established with me as a patient that has these kinds of issues is going to be able to, on a scheduled basis, use it the days that I'm open. And then hopefully that'll bring in some other foot traffic and some more people doing Bob, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, Dr. Dan, you're exactly right. You and I are two peas in a pod because it took me a whole year before I got involved with Beamer. My mom kept on telling me about it and all this good stuff. And, you know, we don't listen to our parents. And I spent a whole year looking at it, even went to an academy, paid for it on my own before I became a distributor. And I was impressed by their professionalism. I was impressed by their back office as it was developing and, you know, getting involved. And honestly, I have more doctors on my team. And I'm sorry, Dr. Bob, but I don't really like doctors because I would always go to their offices all the time. And I was an operation board game myself with all the issues and tissues that I had. And I was tired of going to the doctor's office, but I'm amazed how many doctors that I do work with now. So it is great that the medical field sees this as a great tool, a great adjunct therapy, as I like to call it, and to use it in the practice and to help out their people. So it's great. And the studies that we have behind it is phenomenal. And having Dr. Burka and yourself out there promoting it means the world to us. So thank you.
It's a wonderful thing. I'm fascinated by it. I'm learning more every day and never want to stop as I get older and older. But hopefully you stay well.
So, well, thank you very much for calling in and for listening to Blog Talk. And we will all keep our fingers crossed and prayers sent for your opening of your Bob studio. And just for those who are not clear on what we're talking about, Bob. Bob is bodies on beamers. So anyway, that's I'll give credit where credit's due. Dwight Dunkley's coined phrase. We still haven't gotten a song from him yet, though. We're working on that. All right. If there's any other questions or comments, regarding whatever, since it is Whatever Wednesday. If you have engaged in or are planning to engage in any personal development or business development and have a recommendation or someone that you like, raise your hand, let us know that too. We press 1 on your phone. We only have a couple of minutes left. Next week, I am going to have a few of our distributors come on and give little testimonials about different courses and challenges that they've taken from personal and business development coaches and how it improved not only their life but their Beamer business. So if anybody is willing to come on next week and talk about that with us, we'd be happy to have you. But we will have a few distributors from the field. We will be following up on the happenings from the managers meeting in New Orleans. And hopefully we always get some sort of big surprise, big release or something from those. So we'll see what happens. Ian, any last words?
Yeah, big surprise from the Big Easy, that's for sure. So maybe besides getting a few of the IBDs that come in that have done these things, do you think we can get some of those speakers to come on our Blog Talk Radio? What do you think of that? I'm going to challenge you to see if you can come up with yours. Maybe I'll see if I can have a couple of my characters come on, and we can help educate everybody out there. Up, 90 seconds. I'm getting cut off. Here you go, Lisa.
All right. Well, I know I can bring somebody on, and I have every intention of doing that. So that'll be a challenge between us. All right. If there are no other questions, we are going to end the show today. Ian, thank you. Everybody, go out and make it a great day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately